Welcome to Narratives. Here is Mary Lou Stevens reading about one of life's big traumas. You finally achieve your dream job and then retrenchment.
We got word on the Monday. The top dogs were on their way. Something big was going to happen, but we weren't told what. We were in the business of communication. We didn't like being kept in the dark. Our day was spent on the phones, sluicing through contracts, searching for specks of gold. But no one was talking. They didn't know, or they'd been warned off. Either way, the next day, the hammer came down. The suits arrived in attack formation, with an arsenal of laptops, briefcases and attitude. Modern warfare in the workplace. Restructure, redundancies, no guarantees, reapply for new positions, business, not personal, collateral damage, friendly fire, level playing field. Good luck. Previously, I'd worked in commercial radio, where contracts get torn up and announcers sacked on the turn of a survey. But I never thought the ABC would be this ruthless, especially as we had done nothing wrong. Some ducked and ran, some disgraced themselves, others took it on the chin. All of us were advised to see the corporate psychologist. By the time I got to her office, she already knew the story. She'd been told about the underhand tactics, the lies and deceit, the sense of betrayal and abandonment. She looked me in the eye and said, "So, Mary Lou, what makes you think you're so special?" I was stunned. What had I expected? Sympathy, perhaps? Warmth, definitely, but not this. I've seen countless counsellors and sat opposite many therapists. I've sat in their waiting rooms, staring at my hands until my name was called. The worst was a session with a clinical hypnotherapist. The police insisted. But that was a lifetime ago. A different life. For once, I was not in a psychologist's office because of my flaws or failings. I was there because I had been shafted. Big time. She leaned across her desk and smiled smugly. With a counselling service provided for every contingency these days, she'd never be out of work. "Thousands of people lose their jobs every day," she said. "Workplaces are being restructured all the time. I've seen clients from at least half a dozen different companies this year alone. So my question is not why should this happen to you, but why shouldn't this happen to you?" I left without telling her. I refused to reveal my soul in front of her fake smile and polished spiel. I didn't tell her my job was my only reason for being. I had no husband, no children, no other calling but this, my job. A job I had dreamt into existence. A job that had saved my life. And now I felt as though it was considered worthless. Everything I had worked for meant nothing in the face of this corporate indifference. My job was my world, and my world was shattered.
You've been listening to Mary Lou Stevenson reading from her book, Sex, Lies and Meditation. The Narratives Library is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.